views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Ballard Show. Insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly Ballard is a fourth generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from your loved ones on the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Now, here's your host, Kelly Ballard.
Good afternoon and hello everyone. I'm Kelly Ballard and you are listening to the Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond on Transformation Talk Radio. I am so glad that you are joining me today, and I hope that all is well in your life. There's been so much, I think, chaos and just kind of funky energy that's been going around, and I know I'm hearing it from my clients and from my students, people feeling uneasy and a little settled, unsettled, and all over the place. So I hope that I can give you an hour of something to bring you some love, to bring you some healing, to bring you some peace, and just to spread that good positive energy. So thanks for joining me today. I appreciate you sharing all that brilliant energy with me each week, and we're going to do some awesome things together with Spirit. And I'm so glad you're on this journey with me. I hope that you'll stay with me for the next hour as we open up our hearts and our minds to connect in with Spirit and to educate ourselves with divine energy. As you know, each week we cover a variety of topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, mediumship, listening to your intuition, and so much more. And if you're wondering on how you can find me outside of Transformation Talk Radio, you can always check out my website at reflectiveharmony.com for more information on how to schedule a private reading with me, whether that's in person in my upstate New York office or over the phone. I read for clients all over the United States and internationally. And you can also keep up to date with any of my upcoming classes and webinars. And as I've been mentioning to you guys, I do have some webinars coming up, and this gives all of my clients that are spread out all over the place a chance to connect in with me and to do some work together. So whether you're sitting in your jammies at home, or maybe you, depending where you are on your lunch break and tuning in, we've got some great webinars coming. On December 9th, I've got a Working with Your Spirit Guides webinar. January 13th, Working with Those Gut Instincts. February 3rd, Connecting in with Our Past Lives. And February 24th, Automatic Writing and Divine Guidance. You can sign up for all of these on my website at reflectiveharmony.com, and seats are filling up, so scoop yours up today. You do not need any mediumistic experience to do these webinars. I do all the heavy lifting, and we'll have a great time together. So I hope you'll check those out. So today is a really exciting show, and we're going to be talking about something that actually is very near and dear to my heart: working and developing your mediumship. So today's show, my thought was, you know, I hear from so many people about that, you know, they feel like that they can connect in with spirits, but sometimes they just need a little help fine-tuning the information. Or some people will, you know, feel or very interested in this topic and can feel spirits around them, or they feel like they're getting signs from their loved ones, but they are just having a darn heck of a time trying to, you know, get in that information and to tune in, as we say. So we're going to work together to talk a little bit about the ways that mediums work, how to fine-tune those channels of communication, and to open up that spiritual door that you may have closed. You're going to have a chance to learn about all of these great simple techniques to start communication with the other side, ways to protect your energy, to raise your vibration, and, you know, what kind of clues should you be paying attention to so that you know when you have a spirit who's wanting to work with you, wanting to talk with you. So we're going to have a great time and see what we can get going. So I want you guys to get comfy, stay with me for the next hour. We're going to have a lot of fun and open up your mind about these fascinating topics. We have like the best callers that call in each week, and I'm so glad for you calling in and for your patience. So we're going to be opening up our phone lines, and this is where you grab the pen and paper. You can call in at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. And as a medium, a huge part of my job is to connect you, the living, with those who are on the other side, whether that's passing along guidance from spirit about your life, insight, or just to give you a little TLC from someone that you're missing on the other side. I would love to connect in with some of you today and help you out with that connection. And again, that number is 800-930-2819. And I'll be sure to remind you of that a little bit later as well. And if you're interested in following along with today's show, you can check out my Facebook page, facebook.com/reflectiveharmonykmb, for more information about the show. And my archives of the shows are always listed on my website as well. So let's get into stuff. So as I was mentioning earlier, how many of you have these moments where you feel like you've got a pretty good connection in with the spirits around you or what you're feeling, what you're sensing, but maybe just needing a little bit of help to fine tune, like what exactly that you're doing? You know that you can feel things empathically. Maybe you're seeing things out of the corner of your eye. You're getting vibes about things. You're maybe hearing things, but it's like, what the heck do I do with all of that? Or perhaps that you've always been interested in this topic of spirits and mediumship, but you're not really sure that, like, can I do this? Can I tune into them? Or is something getting in the way of tuning into them? A lot of times we overthink things and we have a lot of fear that we carry with us, and sometimes that can block us up from getting to the good stuff. So today we're going to work together to really fine-tune those channels of communication. I believe that we are all born with the ability to be able to touch in with spirits, to connect in with the other side, and children are some of the most receptive little munchkins that can really, see, connect, hear, feel. And sometimes, you know, we just reach a point within our own lives where, for whatever reason, somebody tells us, stop believing in that, it's not true, and we shut that door. Maybe we have an experience that scares us a little bit and we can't understand, and we just lock up that door so tight. Well, today my goal is to try to help all of you to open that door up a crack, or maybe a whole bunch, and to learn about some simple techniques that you can use every day to start that communication, to start getting those signs. And we're going to talk about a few ways to protect your energy, raise your vibration, and just, you know, those small little pieces that really can make a big deal. So before we get into anything with mediumship, we've got to talk about the importance of keeping your energy safe and raising your vibration. So when I'm teaching an intuitive or a mediumship development class, there's three things that I always recommend to my students: grounding, meditation and prayer, and smudging. Grounding is a process where we're anchoring all of our energy into the ground, and we receive energy from spirit from the other side through the crown of our head, and it wiggles through our body out the bottom of our feet. And, you know, sometimes when we're doing this work, we can get kind of a heady feeling where people will notice that maybe they're getting a headache, or they might feel their heart start racing. And most of the time, that's because our energy is not grounded. We're not locked in. So one of the visuals that I always talk to my students about is you can either visualize a brilliant golden light that's shining down from the crown of your head through you out the bottom of your feet that can act as an anchor. Sometimes I envision like a big tube kind of over me, of just coating me, protecting me, anchoring me into the ground. Or if you're a little more of a visual person, you can imagine tree roots growing out of the bottom of your feet. Those tree roots going down, you know, out your shoes, through the carpet, through the floor, down, deep down into the earth, into the ground, and really just anchoring you down in there so that whatever energy is coming through goes through you, out you, and in you. Meditation and prayer, super, super important. You know, don't think prayer in a sense down on your knees, hands folded, and you know, being very formal. I communicate with spirit. I communicate with my loved ones on the other side no differently than I talk to my friend or someone in my family. And for me, I keep it simple. And I keep meditation in that same kind of capacity of quieting myself and just saying, all right, guys, here's my intention. I need help. I want to work with the highest and best energy. Help me to be open to receive. One of my favorite affirmations that when I start my day and I do this work is I say to spirit, use me as an instrument. And what I'm saying to them is help me to be open. Whatever way is for someone's highest and best good that I can serve spirit, use me as an instrument to do just that. And then the last piece is smudging. Now, if any of you have been following my YouTube channel, I just did a video clip a couple weeks ago answering some questions, and there's a wonderful, wonderful piece in there about smudging. And during our break, I'll put a link up on my Facebook page to that video so you can check it out. But smudging is an old Native American ritual in which they believe that white sage, when burned, releases the essential kind of oil, the essence of it, that smoke, that essence grabs onto any negative energy, anything that's not for our highest and best good, and transmutes it back to positive energy. That ritual of smudging creates sacred divine space and helps us to have a clean energy area so that we can do this work. And you can use the actual sage, a sage wand, it's dried white sage, or you can use odorless smoke, smokeless sage, which is a liquid version. Both work to do the trick, and you're wanting to create a lovely, lovely area. So what exactly, so those are the three key pieces that before you do any of this work that you want to make yourself grounded, prayer, meditation, you know, putting an intention out to the universe. And of course, if you're able to smudge, give yourself a little of that yummy energy, that positive, positive, loving, divine energy. So in just a moment, we've got to take a break. But when we come back, I want to talk about what exactly does mediumship really mean? That's probably one of the questions I get asked the most during the week is, what is a medium exactly? So we're going to jump into that, talk about ways that a medium works, and how do we start doing this work? And we'll give you some techniques so that you can dive right in and see what spirit has for you. So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. We are going to take a quick break. We will be back in a few minutes.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond with me, Kelly Ballard, on Transformation Talk Radio. Thanks for joining me today. If you're just tuning in and you have a moment, you can be sure to check out my latest posting on my Facebook page. It's all about smudging of a recent YouTube video that I did. And we'll also have an archive of today's show up on my website, reflectiveharmony.com, at some point tomorrow. So as I was mentioning, In the beginning of our show, we're talking all about mediumship today. And in just a little bit, we'll be taking some callers. So if you want to give me a call to have a mini reading with me, I would love to wear my hat as a medium and to touch in with something for you. So you can reach me at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. So we were just talking about the three important things that before you get into any of this work that you need to do: grounding, meditation, prayer, and smudging. So let's talk a little bit about what exactly is mediumship. So the term mediumship basically denotes the ability of a person, the medium, to experience and or tell others about their experiences of contact with spirits who have passed on, both animal and human. And in addition to experiencing these spiritual phenomena directly as a medium, the medium generally can facilitate communication between non-mediumistic people and spirits who have passed away and who have messages for them. A medium may listen to and relate conversations with spirit to others. And, you know, we all, as I mentioned earlier, have this ability to work as mediums, but it's about opening yourself back up to that energy and having confidence in yourself. So there's a few ways that mediums work. So our first way is called direct communication. And there's two ways that a medium does that. We either use our mind's eyes and our mind's ears, or we use our physical eyes and our physical ears. So I work as a physical medium, which means that I see and hear spirits with my physical eyes and my physical ears, but I'm also able to work using my mind's eye and ears. So sometimes I might be doing a reading for a client and might be a spirit that I'm physically looking at, but I'm hearing them in my mind's ears, or maybe I'm seeing them in my mind's eye and hearing them out loud. It takes a lot of energy to use physical mediumship, but it's awesome because there's easy ways to produce, to give information to let you know that life continues, and to really experience this wonderful physical phenomena that's happening. It takes a lot of practice and a lot of time to do it. And in terms of practice, it's really allowing yourself to be open to letting go of any sort of fear and to basically take a look at what's around you and saying, okay, I saw something out of the corner of my eye move. I'm not going to panic. I'm going to trust. And the more that you trust and the more that you let some of your guards down, the more that spirit also takes kind of a little bit of leap to see like what you can feel and what you can sense. So that's a very, very easy way that mediums work. Most of the readings that people have with mediums is through what we call that direct communication, which is where the medium is just that conduit, that go-between the spirit side and the person that is being tuned into or read for. Mediums also work in seances or message circles. Seance is a French word meaning the sitting. There's nothing scary about it all. But what it is it's a group of like-minded individuals that sit together in a peaceful, loving, safe environment to connect as a group and with spirits. So oftentimes in the classes that I teach, when I sit down with my students, we do message circles. We do seances at the end of our evening. And what that helps my students to do is to practice their message work, their delivery, to see what spirits are coming in and out of the room, and to kind of push some of their limits a little bit to see what they can pick up and what comes through. So it's a lot of fun, and it's a way for them to work and keep practicing. Mediums also work as a channel. There's two different forms of channeling that we do as mediums. We have what's called an active channel, which is what happens when you're reading for someone. You're allowing that divine energy, guidance, wisdom to just zip through you and out your mouth. Or we also do that where you go into a deep state of trance. You are in complete and total control, and you allow a spirit to kind of, for lack of a better term, we'll say sit on your lap and to be able to talk through you. Now, don't be thinking like Whoopi Goldberg in Ghost with Patrick Swayze. Channeling is not like that. There's no way I would do it if it was. But it's a wonderful, wonderful process in which the most divine, wonderful spirits, sometimes a group of spirits will come through to pass very evolved messages of enlightenment, whether it's to a group or to an individual. It's a beautiful, beautiful process. We have a process also called transfiguration, which a medium uses, and it's where we sit again in a meditative state, but with a shift in lighting, and whether that's by candlelight. Sometimes mediums will use red light. The red light changes the way that you're able to see things with your naked eye. And the medium can allow a veil of a spirit to kind of place itself over the medium's body. And I could go from looking like my young, lovely self to a balding 90-year-old man. Most likely, I'm not going to feel a darn thing except relaxed and peaceful. However, the other people sitting around me, whether it's in a message circle format or, you know, sitting with someone privately, you know, they're going to get a nice show of some beautiful spirit phenomena. Automatic writing, which is something we've talked a lot about on the show, where a spirit works with a medium to get stuff out on pen and paper or even using your computer. It's a wonderful, wonderful avenue to be able to connect in and to be able to get information through in a pen and paper format. And again, highly evolved, lovely, lovely spirits. And then most importantly, we have our five senses that we have as humans. We have those five senses as a medium as well. So spirits are able to use those senses in a heightened level, our sight, smell, taste, touch, and hearing, to be able to get stuff through. So this afternoon, actually, I did a reading for a wonderful group of women and connected in with their mother. And all during this darn reading, I had butterscotch in my mouth, and I'm not a big fan of butterscotch. And finally, I said, "What is up with the butterscotch? Did mom like butterscotch? Was she, you know, hard candy?" And sure enough, the mother always had butter rum lifesavers on her. So thankfully, that taste went away, and I could move on with my messages. But never, never a dull moment. So how exactly can we do this work? Like, where do we start? What do we do with all of this? So one of the first things that I talk to my students about is, you know, this comes down to trust, patience, confidence, and communication. So a spirit wants to be able to meet you in the middle. They want to be able to give you information to meet you in this nice, gentle, loving, supportive space where you can be open to receive, you can get stuff, and not feel fearful, not feel anxious, to feel like, okay, these are good baby steps. I am comfortable with all of this. Trust is huge. It's also trusting that the loved ones that are working with you, your guides that are working with you, they're going to give you what you're capable of handling. They're going to push you when they feel like they can, and practice. I can teach my students things till the cows come home, but unless they leave my class and go out and practice them, they're probably not going to get a lot from it. So practice is key as well. So what can we practice? So first and foremost, one of the things that I always talk about is meditation. So if you find any, you could take a guided meditation CD, and I actually have a couple nice ones on my website that you can purchase. And these meditations are wonderful for connecting in with your spirit guides or a loved one on the other side. So first things first, if you can use a meditation CD to start to open up that door of contact, and whether it's you're going into your sacred space and maybe your grandmother appears, or maybe you're going into your sacred space and you meet a guide. Once you make that one connection with just one spirit, this is where you open that door and you focus in on that spirit for a while. Now, I have a whole team of people on the other side that I work with regularly. However, when I first got into this, one of the first things that I started doing was working with my grandmother, who was on the other side, the very first spirit that I ever saw who passed when I was 3. And what I tried hard to do was to establish a series of signs from her so that I knew when she was working with me, when she was around, when she was present. And for me, they were easy things. So she had been sending me signs in the color of red for a long time. So whether I, and they happened to be in the series of 3s. So whether I saw 3 red cars right in a row, 3 cars, Cardinals, anything that was 3 red, that was kind of her combination. She also was a smoker while she was living. So oftentimes I would be somewhere where there was not any sort of anybody who was smoking or any smoke smell. And I would have an old cigarette, stale cigarette smell come under my nose, and it would come as quickly as it went. And so those were her signs that we started working on of letting me know, okay, she's with me. And this is a good time to start to open up with her. And all I did was set parameters up with her in the sense of, okay, could you give me some cigarette smoke to smell? Could you, show me something in the color of red, you know? And it was me just communicating, and you can do that out loud or in your mind's eye, whatever comfortable. And the great thing was also going into those meditative states when I was connecting in with her, you know, I would plan to, she was going to be the one that I would try to connect in with in that meditative place. And what I basically would do with her, which was really exciting, was I would basically say, all right, you know, what are we going to work on? Can we work on now? I'd love to see you out of the corner of my eye, or I'd love to get a glimpse of you. Can you show me that? Can you come through in my photographs as orbs? So I started working on just asking her for signs. Two of the things that I'll suggest to my clients is I also have a spirit that loves to give me chills. And those are the kind of, not, I always say like the heebie-jeebie chills. They kind of go up one arm and down the other, and not in a bad way, but you know, it's something that makes your hair stand on end for a moment. And so getting the chills from a loved one is a really great sign as well. Or also there's a process that we use called rapping, and rapping is where you can hear kind of a knock or a noise, a ding, that, and there's no reason where it should come from or how it was created. And those are great ways validating, yes, I'm here, I'm supporting you. Any positive validation, those come through. We've got to take a quick break, but if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond on Transformation Talk Radio with me, Kelly Ballard. When we come back, we're going to be opening up those phone lines. I'd love to hear from you to give you a mini reading. You can call in at 800-930-2819. And of course, you can always find me online at reflectiveharmony.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride. Though his mind is not for rent, don't put him down as arrogant. His reserve, a quiet defense, writing out.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet, welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The BARS is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The BARS is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a BARS session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a BARS class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases. It's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
1230 WBLQ.
Back on the Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond with me, Kelly Ballard, on Transformation Talk Radio. Don't forget to check out my Facebook page for some tidbits from today's show, and you can always check out my website, reflectiveharmony.com, for an archive of today's show and my recent appearances on the Dr. Pat Show. So give me a call. Our phone lines are officially open. I would love to do a mini reading for you guys today. You can reach me at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. So we were just talking about mediumship and the way that we can start to work, to open up that door and to open up that communication. So, you know, one of the things that I was stressing about, and I just got a wonderful little piece of feedback in from a listener who was saying that, you know, she's felt most of her entire life that she has been in tune with the other side. And she's saying that, you know, she sees things, she gets impressions, but she never knows how to put it all together and how to kind of make a message out of what she's interpreting and seeing. So one of the things that as we start getting into this type of work is spirits kind of develop what I like to call kind of an encyclopedia, like our own encyclopedia between them and us. So it's taking the impressions, the feelings, the symbols, and really stopping and saying, what does this mean to me? So, you know, when a spirit all of a sudden makes us start thinking about, let's just say the ocean, okay? And, you know, we're thinking about the ocean and then all of a sudden we feel really giddy and we're feeling very playful and very, very silly. And you know, maybe you start feeling like you've got all this energy. So instead of just saying to somebody, I just keep thinking about the ocean and I feel antsy and excited and, oh, you're probably going to a vacation and very thrilled. Instead of just doing that, one of the things is, how does all of that make you feel? Because what a spirit is going to do is they're going to use symbols. They're going to use information. They're going to use things in your own, you know, in your memory and your repertoire to kind of pass something through. So it's taking the simple piece of something and saying, okay, you know, for me, the ocean is, you know, calming. It's a sense of clearing my energy. It's a sense of peace. It's a sense of just like taking a step back and breathing. So I could say to somebody, hey, look at, you know what? It feels like maybe you've got some chaos going on and you're needing some time to take a step back, to breathe a little bit and to have a little peace coming through. So it's breaking apart what we would otherwise kind of dismiss, asking ourselves, what does this make me think of? How does this make me feel? And starting to put our message together. Most people, once they get talking, and this is if you can get out of your own way, which can be tricky. Most people, once they get talking, though, where spirit is concerned, what happens is information just begins to funnel out of them. And next thing you know, you've got this brilliant, beautiful message that's come out and you've been able to put something together. So I want to jump to the phones real quick. We have a caller from Rhode Island. Hi, Erin. How are you?
Hi, I'm well. Thank you.
Erin, what can I do for you today?
My mother passed away 4 years ago, and I really expected some signs or something from her because she was very spiritual and she believed in the afterlife, and I haven't. I don't believe that I've received any.
Yep. So Erin, that is probably one of the most like frequent things that I hear from clients is, you know, they either set up a sign with a loved one and now they're like not getting the sign, or the person was very open-minded, like, where's my sign? Like, do not feel alone. That is probably one of the most common things that I hear from people. And of course, it's crazy frustrating as well, because we want to know they're okay. We want that direct line of communication. Oftentimes, what I think happens with my clients, and I say this to you in the most way of love, 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 is we expect mm-hmm. like the elephant to march into the room. We expect like that big, big thing to bonk us over the head. And my guess is with mom, she's probably doing a lot of subtle things to get your attention versus kind of marching on in and really being very, very loudly. Now, Erin, as I'm talking to you, there's two things, and I'm just going to bother you. Can I hear mom's first name?
Barbara Ann, one word.
Thank you. That gives me just a little bit more of a louder ping for her. Thank you, thank you, thank you. As I'm tuning in with mom's energy, she's sort of chuckling at you of being like, oh, she thinks I left her. And she's sort of like shrugging her shoulders and shaking her head with this like kind of smirk on her face right now. Mom's been trying to get your attention in two ways. I have a visual connection. Now, one of the things that spirits love to do, and I mentioned this a little bit earlier in the show, is they love to kind of use our peripheral vision and play with us a little bit. And I keep seeing you sitting, I feel like I'm sitting on like a smaller couch, and I keep seeing you kind of like all curled up and like leaned to the side, and it looks like you're either engaged in a conversation or watching television, but very preoccupied on something else. And I keep seeing movement, like, and she's actually doing this in my office right now to get this through, but I keep seeing movement on my peripheral vision. And for her, she's saying that she's trying to get your attention, kind of almost like a woohoo, like sort of waving at you a little bit. And, you know, kind of, I think there's a part of you that might be turning your head and looking, or maybe just kind of looking and going back to what you were doing. But I feel visually that she's been trying to get your attention, kind of more in that peripheral vision in that sense. She's also telling me she's done that in the car to you a number of times as well. So I do see, yes, thank you. So I do feel she's connecting in with you in both of those ways. The other thing that I keep getting with her as well is I keep seeing a small, and this isn't a very, well, that's not a very attractive bird, but we're going to go for it. Erin, do you know what a grackle is?
Yes, I do.
And, you know, they're kind of like,
They're all around me in the summertime.
Well, mom is using grackles to get your attention. And it sort of made me laugh at first because I was like, well, you know, they always remind me of like a mini crow, and they're kind of like, you know, they're little scavengers and they're actually pretty smart birds. But, you know, they're a little bit of a pain in the butt. I feel like they like to hoard the bird seed from my bird feeder.
Yes, they do.
But your mom keeps saying, tell her I'm sending her grackles. And it was sort of funny because I said, really, that's what you want me to tell her? And she's like, I'm sending her grackles. Now tell her. So I do feel very strongly that mom's using the grackles. Now, I'll say this. Do not be surprised if you start noticing a lot more of them also as you're getting into the winter in that sense. And I feel like that for her, it's, you know, there's something kind of like iridescent. They're very, very little scares them in that sense. So they're bold enough also to get pretty close to your home and to get pretty close to you. So I see her also using that as just a quick way to grab your attention. But my sense with mom is the visual stuff. I think she's really trying hard to catch your attention. Now, that doesn't mean, Aaron, that one day you're just going to kind of turn your head over and see mom standing there waving at you. That takes a lot of practice and time. And you don't ever have to get to that place. But I think whether it's you start seeing more flashes of light, movement, you could take a picture and there could be an orb in the picture. I think you're going to find mom using a lot more visual ways to get your attention and to let you know that she's there. And she keeps sending you a lot of love as well and says she's been there with you from the moment she got to the other side walking next to you.
Oh, thank you.
Aaron, thanks so much. I wish you a wonderful holiday coming up too.
You as well, Kelly.
Thanks. Take care.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. I love the signs that spirits use to let us know when they're around. And it always cracks me up when, it's sort of this very playful conversation as I mentioned earlier, I talk to my spirits and your spirits for that matter, no differently than I talk to a friend. And it cracks me up because they're like, well, let's tell them about a grackle. And I'm like, really, a grackle? That's what you want me to tell them? But you know, you don't judge, but it is always a funny little conversation. So they never cease to amaze me with the little messages that we get. So along that kind of same thread, actually, one of the things too that we talk about is a process of watching like your speech patterns and word choices. So before we spoke with Aaron, one of the things that I was talking about to you was, you know, asking for signs with your message work and you know, as you start talking, more of the message will flow and come. One of the things that you'll notice is that you'll see that your speech patterns will change. So I have friends or even students of mine that can tell when I get into mediumistic mode because my words will change. I talk a lot faster than I normally do. There's things that within me all shift and change when I'm kind of becoming that active channel. So you can watch that. I had a woman earlier who was referring to her purse as a pocketbook, and I don't call purses pocketbooks. I call them purses. So she, it was interesting just the word choices that you'll find yourself using that like, hey, I don't say that. So that's also a clue to let you know when someone's around and when they're checking in on you. So pay attention to that as well. If you can get into any sort of a development circle or any sort of a group of like-minded individuals where you're working together, that is one of the best ways also to be able to do this work and to start doing this. The more like-minded people that you have together, the easier it's going to be for you to facilitate this, for you to get this going, and for you to have that greater connection. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond on Transformation Talk Radio. We've got to take a quick break, but if you're interested in connecting in with me in more of a private setting for a reading, you can check out information on my website at reflectiveharmony.com. When we return, I'm going to keep that medium hat on, and we're going to keep talking about how to develop your mediumship. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
To Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
1230 WBLQ.
We're back on the Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond with me, Kelly Ballard. I so appreciate you spending time with me today. And as a medium and intuitive consultant, I work with spirit daily to provide my clients with answers, insight, and inspiration from their loved ones on the other side. We have some time left for callers, so give me a call. I'd love to do a mini reading for you. You can reach me at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. I'd love an opportunity to connect you in with someone special and someone who is on the other side. And as always, if you'd like to contact me for more information about my services or to book an appointment for a reading, whether upstate in my upstate New York office or over the phone, you can go to my website, reflectiveharmony.com. All my information is on that contact page. And you can also sign up for my monthly newsletter on my website as well. So we were talking about ways that we can start to open that direct line of communication with spirit, that answer. So one of the things that I love to do with my students, and if they were here, you could hear them moaning and groaning, as I'm going to say this, not all of them, but is psychometry. Psychometry is the process of tuning into the energy of an object. And I joke with them that they moan and groan because it's a tough process to do. But when you can master it and you can get good with it, it is fantastic. So everything and anything has energy attached to it. So whether it's somebody's voice vibration, which is how I predominantly work, or you're looking at a photograph, you can pick up the energy of a person by that. So when I'm working on the phone with my clients, and especially the ones who call into the radio station here, I use psychometry by a voice vibration. So whether you want to call yourself by your actual first name, or call yourself Turnip, whatever it is, I just need to hear the sound of your voice. And what that does is it helps me to kind of get a ping to sync in with your energy to receive information. Same thing is if I want to touch in with one of your loved ones on the other side, I need something to ping to them on. So by hearing that person's first name, you can do the same thing. A lot of times I have clients that will come to me and they want to know about, maybe they want to sell a house. And so if I ask them just for the street name that the house is, not even the house number, just something to ping me to that energy where the house is concerned, you can psychometrize the energy of the row that the house is on. So with psychometry, we use it a lot in mediumship with photographs. So you can take a photograph of a living person or someone who is passed, and you can tune into the energy of them. So for me, what I like to do is I tell my students to pick that photograph up and you just want it to kind of fit like a glove in your hands. So I always put my hand over the photograph. I like to do that. But whether you want to look at it, whether you want to hold it over your heart chakra, hold it over your third eye, put it between your hands, close your eyes, you should be able to pick up the energy of that person in the photo, deceased or living. On that same kind of thread, you can also do that with objects. So for example, if you have a bracelet that you've been the sole owner of, that bracelet has your energy on it. So you could give that bracelet to a medium and they can psychometrize the energy of the bracelet to give you information about yourself. Now, the medium's not tuning into who gave you the bracelet or how long you've had it, but they're tuning in to see, okay, what makes Sue work? What makes her the person that she is? What makes her this beautiful, vibrant, radiant energy that she is each and every day? And so we focus in on that vibration and that energy to do readings as well. So when I sit down with my clients for readings, one of the things that I like to do is I like to make sure that I can make a connection with them. So the very first thing that I have them do is I have them say their name, and it gives me a chance just for a moment to sync my energy up with theirs. And then I'm asking spirit, all right, guys, give me some information. What do you want me to let Joe know? What is for his highest and best good? And whether it's one of his loved ones or a guide who's walking into the room, and I start a conversation, a connection there, whether it's maybe seeing something with his career or relationships that are around him, something with his health, anything that's coming through, I'm basically tuning into that, piecing it together to give my message. And as I'm passing that information through, what happens is basically this stream of conversation, the stream of thought that comes in. And the more that I speak, the more that I trust, the more that I give, more comes through. Most of the time when you're working as a medium, you will not recall probably about 90% of what you read for somebody. You might have something stick out, like if you were tasting butterscotch for 40 minutes in your mouth, that might stick with you. But a lot of the times, it's not your information. So it comes through you, out you, into the person's ears that needs to be listening to it. And that's a good thing, because believe me, you don't want to hold on to other people's stuff. It's their energy, not yours. And I always joke it would make me wackier than I already am. So it comes through you and out you like a channel of information. There are also, now if you live in an area, for example, as I mentioned earlier, if you can join into a development circle, there are also areas where we don't have that luxury. Maybe we live somewhere that's a little bit more conservative and we don't have a chance to kind of come out of the psychic closet and the mediumistic closet and meet other people. There's a wonderful, wonderful website that I have a lot of clients and a lot of students use called the Daily Ohm, OM.com. And the Daily Ohm is great. It's got all sorts of workshops, classes, things that you can do right from the comfort of your own home. Also working with developing these things, whether you want to take a meditation class, whether you want to learn something about just tuning into your intuition. There's also ways that you can do that as well. And some of the webinars that I have coming up, actually, we're going to talk about connecting with your spirit guides. We're going to talk about ways to broadening that group of people that's around you. We're going to talk about gut instincts. We're going to talk about, ways that you can connect in with spirit to kind of let this whole other channel of energy just wiggle into your life and to help you to thrive and help you to just make that connection. But again, one of the best pieces of advice that it really comes down to is trust, practice, confidence, and communication. The more that you can trust in spirit, knowing that they're not going to nudge you too hard or in a direction the wrong way, the more that you can practice these things, implement these suggestions I'm giving you, the more confidence that you can have that, you're trying, you're putting yourself out there. All of those things are going to make a big difference with opening up that door. So I'm going to give you a challenge, because next week we won't be live. We'll be running an encore because of the Thanksgiving holiday. But I'm going to give you a challenge for the next couple weeks. I would love if you could take some time, find a guided meditation CD that allows you to connect in with a loved one or a spirit guide. make that connection. Find one person that you want to connect in with in that meditative state. It might take you a couple times to go through it, but find that one person. And then just for those 2 weeks, see if you can make a decision to touch in with them, whether you're asking for a very simple sign, whether you want them to give you the chills when they're around, whatever it is. I'm going to challenge you. And you know what? Give me a call in a couple weeks. I want to hear about what you did. Let me know how you made out. Did you have anything successful happen? I want to hear about it, because we all have this amazing ability to connect in, and there's so much available to us to the other side. And it really changes your life in the most beautiful of ways. Well, it is hard to believe, but our show is just about over. It flew by again this week, and I can't wait to connect in with you all in 2 weeks. I want to thank you for sharing your time and energy and vibration with me today, and thank you for tuning into the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond on Transformation Talk Radio. Join me every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific for the show, and as I mentioned, next week we'll have an encore show as I'll be spending some much-needed time with my family celebrating the Thanksgiving holiday. I am grateful for you, and I wish you and yours a wonderful holiday season, and look forward to connecting in with you live on December 3rd. Have a great week. Be open to the awesomeness of the universe, and thank you for allowing me to serve spirit. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly Ballard is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from your loved ones on the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in every week and visit www.reflectiveharmony.com to learn more about Kelly and the services she provides. Thanks for listening.